This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. One of the brightest spots in my garden appeared unannounced, unplanned, and unplanted. In the midst of the winter squash vines, I have a large patch of brilliantly blooming hollyhocks. Though I can vividly remember my grandmother's hollyhocks growing by the door of her wash house, I've never planted them on my own place during the past quarter century we've been trying to make this place a home. But a single hollyhock took up residence a couple of years ago, probably the result of a bird bearing the gift of a hollyhock seed, who dropped by and left a dropping. The mystery plant didn't flower that first year, which is true to form for its biennial status, but rather formed a rosette of rounded green leaves. The second year, it thrust up a tall stalk, which bloomed most of the summer, flowering first near the ground and then blooming progressively up the stem. Since I was experimenting with integrating flowering plants into the vegetable garden, I let it go forth and multiply by dropping seed pods in late summer. As a result, I have a healthy patch about 8 feet square that definitely draws the eye to the maroon, red, and pink blossoms rising from the butternut and pumpkin vines. Botanically known as Alcia rosea, the common hollyhock is a member of the mallow family. A related herb, the marshmallow, was called hock leaf in medieval England because the leaves were used to treat swelling in the legs or hocks of horses. It's believed seeds of the floral hollyhock were introduced to England by crusaders returning from the Holy Land and were first called hollyhocks to distinguish them from their herbal mallow cousins. In any case, hollyhocks have become synonymous with English cottage gardens and appear in many paintings on china plates and needlework samplers. The composition of the artwork often places them by a garden gate, a trellised arch, or a cottage door, probably because of the strong vertical statements they make when in full bloom. Hollyhocks are frightfully easy to grow, as evidenced by my experience of not having planted them at all. In fact, like most easy-to-grow plants, they can become invasive if left to their own devices for several growing seasons. However, a good way to keep them from spreading out of bounds is to trim back the seed stalks once the lower pods begin to dry and disperse. If you're planting seeds of hollyhock, get them in the ground in late summer, a couple of months before frost. This gives them time to sprout their leafy rosettes and overwinter. They should spring to life in the spring and be in full bloom by midsummer. Blooms can be singles or doubles and come in mixed colors, mostly white to dark red. They do well in our predominantly dry weather, but if you do hit upon a damp and rainy summer, watch them for leaf rust and give them a dusting of a general plant fungicide to keep them healthy. If you'd like to give hollyhocks a try, call me or email me at the station, and I'll send you a few starter seeds.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.